Gregory was typing. To be more precise, he was blogging. Living at home was a burden, but he had always wanted to be an actor, and the financial constraints of pursuing this dream had left him dependent on his mother. He didn't see his father anymore, but didn't care either, as his mother was always supportive, always doing right by her son. It was awkward then that she would choose this latest attempt, this one that had brought Gregory closest to his goal, to express what he thought were her real concerns with him. At that moment, these were not concerns for Gregory, as he had received good news and was revelling in the subtle air of confidence that now surrounded him. He arched over the desk while sitting uncomfortably in his chair as he wrote his thoughts on the day. Monday the 25th. I can't believe it. I've made it to the last three. I did it. They saw me as a real possibility to do this. I really can't believe it, but I worked hard and it showed. It'll be the first and be remembered forever. Andy was right. It's all about equality these days. It's all about time and the limelight, and wanting somebody disabled and not being able to use your legs is as good a disability as any. Final auditions are next Thursday. I have to prepare. Need to get the chair fixed. It's got to be perfect. My acting has to be perfect. I need to convince them I'm the best person for the job. Mum came and told me off again. She doesn't understand. I don't know how to tell her how much this means to me, that what I am doing is right for me. I love her, though. I love her very much. Gregory switched off his computer. He moved very slowly in an overly laboured fashion whilst trying to get from his desk to the wheelchair. His large frame did not help the situation, as the movements he made did not come naturally to him. Gregory had always been a meticulous person, especially as a child. He was a perfectionist and a bit of a loner. He never had friends, not real friends at any rate, more acquaintances. But today was a special day. All the effort he had made to get a part in the play had paid off. He had planned, worked hard, and now was in with a chance to get the lead role in Metamorphoses, the opera. Even though he had found out he was in the finals, the auditions were less than a fortnight away. He had only one more hurdle to get through, and his vision would be realised. The day of the auditions had arrived. Gregory was nervous but prepared. It was a sunny day, one of those days where the sun was shining intermittently, while grey clouds loomed ominously. Gregory had an old wheelchair, the kind that was battle-weary. He was wearing mostly black for the audition. As he arrived at the steps of the theatre, he looked around and specifically noticed the fact that there was no one in the courtyard. He turned his gaze to the staircase in front of him before turning to look at the disabled ramp that would take him at least four times as long to climb. He frowned and turned the wheelchair towards the ramp. He didn't like wheeling himself, but he knew this was something he had to do. He had to get the audition. He had to get the part. It was at the first turn that he noticed her. An elderly lady was stood at the bottom of the stairs looking intently at Gregory. Her white raincoat was characteristically shabby on her frame. Her body language had a sense of worry, for she had come with a purpose. A purpose Gregory was well aware of, but left him feeling unguarded and rather unusually unprepared. "Hi, Mum." There was a pause. An uncomfortable pause where the tone of conversation couldn't be jovial. Gregory noticed that his mother was uncomfortable. "Hi, son. Look, I'm..." Gregory shook his head, trying to disengage from the conversation. He didn't want her to say anything. He looked anxious and saw her biting her thumb, something she only did when she was upset. She had no makeup on. The wind started to build up and a swift gust blew her hair into her face, making the situation seem even more fractious. "Don't say anything, Mum, please." "Gregory, why are you doing this?" "Because this is what I want to do, Mummy. Why are you stopping me?" "Gregory, you are in a wheelchair. What do you think you're going to achieve here?" "Mother, you're interfering. Please go away." "I'm not letting you do this, Gregory. You're not worthy of doing this. You are taking away an opportunity from people who deserve this more than you. You know that." "I can't believe you're saying that. You hate me." "No, I don't hate you. I hate who you're becoming. Please, Gregory, know your place. I need this, Mummy." "No, you want this. If you needed it, you would be true to your abilities and do what's right. don't do this. Why not? I have a chance. A chance of what, Gregory? Touring for a year with a wheelchair? Why are you acting? You're disabled. I earned my place at these auditions, Mum. No, your wheelchair earned you this place. You don't deserve this. Gregory breaks down in tears. His mother, about to say more, sees his despair and looks at him with momentary pity. She shrugs this off and walks towards him. Gregory's mother did not like public displays of emotion and started to feel that gaze of the disparate crowd that had started to form in the courtyard. On reaching Gregory, she noticed his arms extend towards her. She ignored him and grabbed the handles at the back of the wheelchair to take him home. Gregory, about to utter his next tirade of reasoning upon his mother, succumbed to an inevitability that this situation had created. Gregory's mother noticed his resignation and began to speed up. You know it's for the best, son. Gregory remained silent, while grasping the armrest with even more vigorous despair. Son, you have to do what's right. You have to face the fact that you are not as good as the rest, so you don't have to keep trying to prove yourself. Find your own strengths. Find them. Don't lie to yourself. There is a pause, imbued with a sense of weight, a sense of contention. But Gregory's mother makes her point again, this time with solace and the conviction that she is right. She so wants her son to see it too. Accept your limitations, Gregory. It was in this last statement that Gregory regained his focus and determination. He didn't agree. His head lifted, and in grabbing the railings of the ramp, he shouted for his mother to stop. His eyes caught hers as she swung the wheelchair around. He wiped his eyes, which were now fraught with rage. Go away, mother. I know my limitations, and I am going to overcome them any way I can. At least I want to overcome mine. As he wheeled away, Gregory noticed that his mother did not follow him. She watched him disappear into the building and towards his audition. Her windswept face had the sense of failure that gave her no motivation to pursue her task. One thing was certain in her mind. You can't help someone by leading them. You just have to stand back and catch them when they fall. That way they can learn from their own mistakes. She walked away in contemplation. The final curtain on the first night was glorious. The theatre was buoyant with the colours of a newly refurbished interior juxtaposed against the elation of the audience, and what had been a performance to really talk about. At the centre of the excitement was Gregory. His ability to create a credible persona within the lead role had won over many of his would-be critics. This performance had been once-in-a-lifetime event for Gregory. His lines were delivered with an exactitude that would be remembered by his peers for the years to come. Acting was something that seemed to come naturally to Gregory, and his ability to adopt a characteristic, no matter how abstract, was matched in brilliance by the lack of emotional connection to his own personality. This meant he was able to be anyone, at any time, and those around him would be amazed at the different sides he portrayed. Gregory's mother always wanted to stop him being an actor. She could not relate to her son when he was acting, and he seemed to want to do it more and more as he grew older. As he wheeled out for the final bout of adulation, the standing ovation was only marred by Gregory's awareness of the one empty seat in the house. The seat was in the front row and had been reserved. It remained empty throughout the performance. This caused only a momentary lapse of glee, which Gregory regained at noticing his friend Andy laughing out loud and clapping hysterically in one of the other front row seats that had been reserved. Gregory wheeled off stage for the last time that evening, knowing that for the next year at least he would be centre stage and the centre of attraction for many thousands of people around the country. He had done what he set out to achieve. He felt no remorse or sadness. He dismissed what his mother had tried to do. He still loved her, though. Gregory arrived at his changing room and locked the door. He double-checked that he properly turned the key and made sure that the room was secure. He wheeled over to the curtains and pulled them across so that the world remained as it should, outside. He sighed with relief. Gregory wanted to dim the lights in his room, too. He thought about how he should do this and decided that he would take the wheelchair over to the switch and reach up to it. In doing this, he grinned to himself as to how difficult even the simplest tasks became in a wheelchair. He achieved his objective, and now the room was lit with a subtle essence of foreboding, secretive almost. Gregory faced the large mirror in his room while sat in his old wheelchair. He was thinking hard. He started to confront his reflection with his thoughts. You were right. You are something now. Don't worry about what others will think. Mother doesn't know what she is talking about. She loves you, and that is all you need to know. Nothing or no one else matters. You are a star. You did it. Gregory let a large laugh spill from his mouth. He covered it instantaneously with his left hand, almost in a childlike fashion. He couldn't laugh. He shouldn't laugh. He couldn't help it. He needed to wee. Gregory looked at the door again and glanced back at the mirror, using that moment to check the reflection of the closed curtains. The bathroom was at the other side of the room. He contemplated going in character, as he had to do when in the public bathrooms, but the room felt safe and secure. He could be himself again, albeit momentarily. He placed the wheelchair by the bed. Gregory then stood up, stretched his legs, and walked over to the bathroom. In switching on the light, he noticed the ease with which he was now able to perform this task. He lifted the toilet seat and urinated. The bathroom was quite small. As he flushed, he mused at the fact that wheelchairs are not very comfortable if you have long legs.